Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thine unworthy servants, here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interests, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is now past 10. I move that SO5 to be suspended to commence the business of the House.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that SO5 to be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. It being past 10. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 23rd June 2016.
Honorable members, we'll go to the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 23rd June 2016, as usual. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. And page 6. There be no corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 23rd June 2016?
I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Any seconder?
I so
second,
Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 23rd June 2016 be adopted. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 23rd June 2016 has been adopted. Government's motion by the Minister of Finance and Economic Development.
Mr. Speaker, sir, honorable members, good morning. I'm here this morning to ask the Honorable House that be it resolved that this Honorable House ratify the following agreements which were laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 23rd June 2016. One, rehabilitation of the Bo Bandajuma Road project loan agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the OPEC Fund for International Development, OFID, dated 14th June 2016. Two, the Murabaha agreement.
Order, please.
Two, the Murabaha agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation regarding the purchase of petroleum products, ITFC/1436/TF/SL002.
Mr. Speaker, sir, with your permission, I want to present both papers
Proceed.
Yes, sir. Mr. Speaker, sir, honorable members, on item number one, members will recall that 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was here to present two agreements covering the same road. What I want to explain is that this project, which I already put before this house and was part loan, is as follows. There are two funding agencies. One is the ADB, and the second is the OPEC Fund for Development. What I brought in 3 weeks ago was the bit that the African Development Bank was funding from two different windows. Window number one was $5 million, and window number two was another $5 million, for a total of $10 million. Today, I'm presenting to you, honorable members, a second version covering the same project that is being funded by the OPEC Fund for International Development, amounting to $20 million United States dollars. And that means the African Development Bank is providing $10 million United States dollars. The OPEC Fund for International Development is providing $20 million United States dollars. And the government of Sierra Leone is providing the Leone equivalent of 3.4 United States dollars, mostly for the payment for properties of affected people along the road construction period. So in totality, the project is about $34 million. ADB is funding $10 million. OPEC is funding $20 million. And the government of Sierra Leone is funding $3.4 million. I think the narrative I had already said during my last presentation is just about the same, where it's part of the international Trans-Africa Road that by some arrangement with ECOWAS, they want to see highways stretching across continents so that to allow for free movement, free flow of traffic, and we will be dealing with the southern angle of the road. Finally, we have all the funds. And finally, we can conveniently say the work can start at the early stage. The consultant will come and prepare. The studies have already been done. The consultants will now come and do the detailed engineering study, and after which they will go to tender. The key element of the loan is that it should be paid over a 20-year period and has a grace period of 5 years, and at the rate of interest of 1% per annum, and the service charge per annum of the loan withdrawn and outstanding. The interest and service charges shall be paid semi-annually. The term of the loan, we judge it to be very highly concessional. Again, I need not emphasize the importance of these roads. We are gradually opening up the country, particularly to the international borders, which means it's become easier to travel to Guinea. It becomes easier to travel to Liberia. This road helps us to fulfill our obligations to the international community as per various agreements. Mr. Speaker, sir, honorable members, item two, the Murabaha Agreement, is a new development, a development which we are very excited about. For the IDB, we are now beginning to move from accessing funds from the main IDB bank to the specialized agencies of the IDB bank. The International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation is a specialized arm of the Islamic Development Bank, and they are engaged in supporting trade, facilitating the trade between the Islamic countries and Sierra Leone. So this is an agreement that has been under discussion for a long time, even before it was on during my first round at the Ministry of Finance, and I'm happy it has now been concluded. It's simply a trade loan. The facility was for $5 million. That's for first timers. We were first timers, but we were able to present a very strong case for it to be doubled. So instead of $5 million, it's for $10 million. And we have something hanging in the window for another $5 million. If this first arrangement goes successfully, as we have agreed, then immediately we'll qualify for another $5 million of support. And from that point on, it will just grow year after year. As long as we meet our commitment, it will continue to grow. In other words, we are opening a new facility, a new arm with government and the IDB. What have we decided to do with the money? Well, we know a lot of investment is going now into electricity. And electricity is its key driver is the fuel. So what we have decided to do is to receive this loan and pass it on to EGTC. That is the electricity generation arm of the electricity business, which this house approved to break up. We know we have EDSA, we have the regulatory, and you have EGTC. EGTC has taken over all the existing plants that government used to own. So the idea is to receive this loan in the form of fuel and pass it on to EGTC. So what that essentially means is that EGTC will be receiving fuel at the cost price, not at the retail price. So this should provide economies to the EGTC. It should contribute to buttress it. It should contribute to enhancing its financial capacity. And if they perform well, it will just grow. What that means is that over time, if we handle this thing properly, if we succeed, if we allow it to grow, we can conveniently see probably a specialized company developing to supply fuel directly to the electricity generating institution. As I said, the amount of the loan is 12 months. It's 10 million. The tenor is 12 months. The price markup is 5.5. We have to pay an administrative fee, which the Minister of Finance has undertaken to pay, and we're asking this House for approval. And the first disbursement will be 2 months after effectiveness declared, and utility period is for 8 months. Further down, the conditions precedent have all been fulfilled. We have cleared this. It's a little bit of an unusual loan, but we have cleared it with the IMF. It fits in our conditions. It does not threaten our relationship with the IMF. It has been, we are bringing it before this House for ratification, following which we'll go for legal opinion and the rest, after which we'll have fulfilled our own side of the agreement. Mr. Speaker, sir, honorable members, I want to urge, sir, that this agreement be approved, because it's a first test, and always it's good to have a first test, because if you succeed, there is greater possibilities lying behind this first test. So it's in that spirit that I ask this honorable House that the following agreement, which were laid to ratify the following agreement, which were laid on the table of the House on Thursday, 23rd June 2016. 1. Rehabilitation of Bo Bandajuma Road Project Loan Agreement between Republic of Sierra Leone and the OPEC Fund for International Development, OFID, dated 14th June 2016. 2. Murabaha Agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation regarding the purchase of the petroleum product, ITFT / 1436 /TF/SL0002. I thank you.
Honorable members, the question is, we resolve that this Honorable House ratify the following agreements which were laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, 23rd June 2016. One, rehabilitation of Bo Bandajuma Road Project loan agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the OPEC Fund for International Development, OFID, dated 14th June 2016. Two, Murabaha agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation regarding the purchase of petroleum products, ITFC/1436/TF/SL0002. Honorable Combo.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to start my intervention by thanking His Excellency, the President, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, for yet another big development in this country. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, before now, the President of this country was going around in all the four corners of this country, promising the people for good roads. Today, I want to stand here to thank him for keeping his promise. He told the people of this nation that he will connect villages to districts, districts to regions, and we've seen that. From Lunge, which is the Potlako district, Lunge Potlako Highway connects Lokomasama, Kafubulom and Mafoki Chiefdom. That's a big road. And from Bere Junction, he says, I will not only connect districts, chiefdom and villages, I will connect the road infrastructures to our neighboring countries. So from Bere Junction, you all can tell that we did not even stop at the border. We crossed the border and gave the Guineans some bonus. Today, His Excellency is looking on the other side, which is the southeast. I haven't connected Sierra Leone to neighboring Guinea. Now he wants to connect Sierra Leone to the Republic of Liberia. We just launched the Bandajuma MRU Liberia border. We cannot jump. If we do, it will not look nice. Therefore, he thought it fit that from Bo to Bandajuma has to be rehabilitated. So we'll make it look so easy. So when my colleagues from that side and from this side, we'll be using that road from Bo to Bandajuma, then to Liberia. Some of them with BMWs, like my friend Radu, will be switching his vehicle on cruise control, playing his music without the CD plate moving from one track to another. So very soon we'll connect. So we must thank Echi for promise made and promise kept. But Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it is all good. The amount is fine, $20 million from the PEP fund. It is not a grant, honorable members. This is a loan, so we must be careful and we have to be vigilant in the implementation of some of these projects. Sometimes when we go for lunching, the relevant, Mr. Speaker, and let me emphasize this, the relevant of Parliament has never been mentioned. That's why whenever I take the podium, on some of these occasions, I'll bring it to the notice of those who are chairing these meetings. You know, today we are here to ratify this important document. When it comes to the public, giving credence to people, all they will do, Mr. Speaker, is talk about, oh, let us thank finance, oh, let us thank the works ministry. How about Parliament? The relevance of Parliament must be amplified. Because without ratification, you are not going to do anything. It stops here. unless the president who recognized this parliament. But all the rest, like tax finance, the tax work ministry, tax this, our parliament. Our parliament. And the second point I want to raise, Mr. Speaker, is about the relevance of our oversight. Sometimes we go on oversight. When we come back from oversight, we'll make our report. We'll lay the report in parliament in this well. We'll debate the report. And as the reports have been debated, they are adopted on the shelves. Recommendations are not adhered to by these implementers. They don't do that. You know, they are treating parliament with levity. And when that happens, that will allow them to be treating parliament in this way. I mean, it's like the excess of oversight is very irrelevant. It's very irrelevant. What is the need for the oversight? When the MDAs are not listening to the recommendation of this house. So sometimes it either creates resentment within the community where the development is being taken to, or a whole lot of misleading information out there on the air. So we are asking that these MDAs sometimes look at our reports. So we will sit down and compromise. Where some recommendations are necessary, we must do them. Also, Mr. Speaker, most of the time I'm happy today I'm seeing the director of SLRE. But most of the time, if not all the time, they don't come here to listen to some of these debates. And it is very important. Because in some of these projects, and to ratify, it goes to SLRE representing the government of Sierra Leone and contractors. As the project has been contracted to somebody or a company, then it is only befitting for also those documents to be laid here, because we are having serious issues, Mr. Speaker. When the contractors, they don't lay their documents here for ratification, embedded in some of those projects are tax waivers. And the only institution that has the right to give tax waiver is Parliament. They just go and start implementing. And when it comes to issue of tax waiver, they come back after starting implementation. You can't start where you're supposed to end. You start from Parliament first, you know, for us to ratify it. So as we ratify it, some of those waivers that are in those contracts will be covered. You don't need to come here again for a second time. We are having so much problem. It causes delay, Mr. Speaker. Also, the local content policy is a major concern. We have CAC working on the Banda Juma Monrovia border. So by all indication, maybe they will be giving the Bobuja because they've mobilized in the area. But with that company, we're having no more issues with that company. Mr. Speaker, I'm just coming from oversight. You will see laborers, you will see truck drivers coming from Senegal. It is unacceptable. It is a violation of our local content policy. It is a violation of our local content policy. But even laborers, even truck drivers, we don't have qualified truck drivers in Sierra Leone. We don't have qualified laborers in Sierra Leone. Not even electricians, not plumbers. They are bringing all those people from Senegal. You know, and what happened with the foreign workers they have there? Some of them, or all of them, were using safety gears, and the Sierra Leoneans were left without safety gears. It is unacceptable, Mr. Speaker. In as much as we want to ratify, I mean, let us protect our nationals too in some of these projects. They are not treated nicely. Mr. Speaker, the agreement is a good one. It will connect the district of Bo to Banda Juma, from Banda Juma to Liberia. But let me say this. And why some of us, or if not all of us, should say thank you to the president. I started by telling you about the way the president is connecting this country. I stopped at Kambia district. Now look at what is happening. From the Boloko district, what is going on? He has connected Boloko district to Bambari district. And from Bambari district, he has connected Bambari district to Kwenedugu. That is Makeri Kabala Highway. And now we are going to Kugola. Let me finish. From there, Makeni, we are connecting Makeni to Cambia again through the Makeni Rohula Madina Highway. From there, on the other side, look at what is happening. The Kono MPs were crying. For the past 2-3 years, they are crying. Now they will tell you. Now they will tell you from Matotoka to Yehi is 95% done. And from Yehi to Sefadu is almost 80% done. Not to talk about the township roads. You know? And when you go to Puja, my colleague from Puja, Mr. Speaker, you'll be amazed to hear this. When we went to Puja, he said, oh God. APC, I don't know. APC have done so much in Puja. And in Moyamba, the honorable city teams were attested. Moyamba. About our Boba Najuma, but we need to remind, we need to activate the memories of others that even in the city of Freetown, we have a 5-year project to do all the streets in Freetown. We are on the second phase, and we all see what is going on in Freetown. For Bo, we did not only give them a good drainage system, we gave them a dual drainage system which cover drainages. Go to Moyamba, go to Bo, you know. So I want to say to His Excellency the President, road infrastructure can no longer be on road infrastructure. So please move the road infrastructure to the second or first pillar. I thank you so much. I urge my colleagues to ratify this. Thank you very much.
Honorable JB.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members, when HD came, he said he was going to make Sierra Leone a work sphere. It has started from the north, and now moving to the south. I will honestly say he has tried. But what is very much important here is the road moving from Bo to Bandajuma. That would be a dream for me. And I'm happy today that $34 million has been assigned to that. I would not only say thank you to the President, I would say thank you to Parliament and to every parliamentarian. Because when these loans are here, we have an obligation to ratify them.
Yes, honey.
When these loans are here, when it comes in the form of loan, our people's taxpayers' money is going to be used to pay them. Therefore, I must say thanks to every Sierra Leonean, to the Ministry of Finance, to those in the Works Ministry. Whoever is contributing towards this development is a Sierra Leonean, and therefore everybody deserves a thank you. What is very much important, secondly, is parliamentarians must be involved into some of these activities. As the chairman has said, without our involvement, most especially when our signature has been appended to it for ratification, if we are not involved, when there are mistakes, it's going to be a mistake for every Sierra Leonean, for every parliamentarian. We do oversight on works. We've realized so many flaws, but those flaws and recommendations are taking place and are getting amendments. I only want to say here, honorable members, let's make sure we follow the due diligence to most of these loans and make sure monies allocated to these loans are properly being used in our areas. Now we're talking about, I'm happy because the director of administration in the Ministry of Works called me a few days ago, telling me that very shortly, from Bo to Gondama, properties that have been marked are going to be paid for. The MP is from Tikonko. We'll be witnessing that. When they want to go after Bandajuma, I want to tell the director of the Ministry of Works to make sure that the MPs that are involved in those areas be present while those payments are being made. Because that is the only time they will see the effectiveness of MPs bringing development to them in their own little ways. No, that will not be done yet. Honorable members, what I really want to emphasize here, whichever road you make, if you don't get to the feeder roads, roads that will be linking these international roads, meaning much has not been done. Because it is through the efforts, and when the feeder roads are made, automatically you will get market value to the bigger towns. And sometimes, what's coming from the village constituency, when people say, Bo has been tired, Puja has been tired, Makeni has been tired, we feel jealous. Because our children headquarter towns are not properly taken care of. When we talk about light, when people say we have electricity all over, and you go to those good children headquarter towns like Korobondo, we don't have solar light, we feel offended. Because look, this is important, I want you to listen. We feel offended. And at this time, when the international roads are passing through places like Korobondo, let's make sure the townships get a feel of it. I'm talking to the Parliament of Sierra Leone to realize that parliamentarians have obligation to their people. So when you get to Korobondo, Mr. Director, make sure when you finish the highway, get to the township of Korobondo and make sure some efforts will be made there. And I'm talking about feeder roads. Boyama is not on the highway. But I want to say if the highways are being made, let's make sure the feeder roads that are linking from Batos to Johomi, let's give it a facelift. The one moving from 770 to Loma, let's give it a facelift. The one moving from Goldnama to Maitati, let's give it a facelift. The one moving from, Korobondo to Blama, which is a very important road, give it a very serious consideration. When that is done, from the very constituency, we really get a feel of it. I'll be proud to say the government of Sierra Leone has done much. I want to crave the indulgence of this parliament, especially for the leadership, to tell HE that I'm saying thank you, but not only saying thank you, let me get a feel of these rules by providing support to my feeder roads. So when these feeder roads are made, my people will get a very good drive to bring their markets, to bigger towns. About the provision made on the from the International Saudi Islamic Trade Finance Corporation. We're talking about, giving another support to electricity. It's a very good idea. But this time, Mr. Minister of Finance, make sure this electricity scene is properly taken care of. The most powerful, serious leakage gets all about electricity always comes from the usage of the fear. And if you are giving it 10 million this time through an agent, to supply fear and at the end of the day to make sure that they make a return on them. Make sure there's a proper security to see how best these fears can reach these people and how best they can use it. Because now it's easier to even collect money from electricity. You pay through your meter. If you don't pay your bill, you're not going to get light. So I always wonder why we cannot get light when we are paying for light. We are post-paying for light. Nobody can understand that. You pay, at the end of the day, you have money in your meter, and no light is given to you. There's no patience about it. Let's move this nation as a nation. When you pay for something, get it straight. Rather, you just pay and you don't get light. I live at Colgate Road. Very unfortunately, it will take a week or two. You have 100,000 in your meter, you don't get light. And when it comes, 2 minutes is off. And today, The 100 tithes is what I afford it. But now another million, another $10 million is going into that direction. And this is this the electricity, the energy sector has honestly disappointed this nation. HE took it as his priority. HE took it as his priority. And so much has been invested into it. But the results are very, very minimal. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, when these laws are ratified by us in Parliament, let our people get a very good feel of it. And let it not only end in Freetown. I always say Freetown is not Sierra Leone. Freetown is not Sierra Leone. Corobondo is Sierra Leone. Bateru is Sierra Leone. All my villages are Sierra Leone. I'm here representing them. We are all contributing towards the development of this nation. So let those people equally get a very good feel of the development of Sierra Leone, because some of us, maybe after 30 years, will not be existing. And it's going to be the responsibility of our children who are in universities, who will be working to pay taxes, to pay some of these loans. So let those considerations be given to this country as a nation. Honorable Diko, Honorable Dixie, please, I'm saying my beat. You have an opportunity to say your beat. That's my own opinion. If somebody, when, just say thank you. Maybe if you say thank you to God, more will come. So, honorable members, long before this time, when we are in governance, we laid many foundations. Those foundations are yielding the fruits now. So therefore, make sure the writing is done for Sierra Leone. I thank you. I want to claim the indulgence to speedily ratify this our agreement.
Honorable Kemoko. Oh, sorry. Josiah. They are very much alike, really, in appearance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, let me take this opportunity, Mr. Speaker, to follow the lead of my seniors and thank His Excellency the President for keeping to his promise that he made to connect all the towns, cities, districts, regions in this country, and also to the international countries like Guinea and Liberia. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, let's talk about the economic benefits. Today, when we talk about any freedom of movement, when you talk about freedom of movement, you have to connect it with the economic benefits that it yields for a country like ours. There was a time that it took almost 2 days or 3 days for our people to go to Guinea or visit Guinea to buy products and return home. If you take 2 to 3 days on the road, the wear and tear on the vehicle was highly and very costly. The time that it took to go to Guinea for our people, the money that they spent on lodging was money that could have been put towards markets. Today, it takes less than a day to visit Guinea, buy your products, and return back to Sierra Leone and bring your product into the bigger market. For that, kudos to His Excellency, Dr. Ernest Baiko Umar. And with that, no one here can say anything differently that doesn't yield dividend when it comes to the economy. And now, very sure, because you also are benefiting from that, sir. Now, we're talking about Liberia. We're talking about this road. This Bow Badajuma Road. And we know that will open the access into Liberia. One of our major issues, which I'm quite sure the minister can attest to, is imports and exports. We're not exporting enough products. This is our major issue in Sierra Leone. But I'm quite sure with some of these international gateways, we'll be able to export our agricultural products. And if we're able to export our agricultural products easily, that would also yield economic dividends. And for that, I believe we should say kudos to His Excellency, the President. One area that I want to touch on, Mr. Minister, is the aspect of monitoring and maintenance. We need to monitor the implementation of these roads. We need to monitor, Mr. Director, sir. We need to monitor because there are many areas that I visit and I see some of these contractors, some of the work they're doing, they're not properly supervised or properly monitored. That needs to be taken heed of. And secondly, maintenance. Maintenance needs to be added in some of these contracts. Warranty needs to be added in some of these contracts. Some of the contractors, they do work, and proper warranty is not provided, or insurance is not provided for the work that they're doing. This needs to be adhered to. So I believe defect liability. I believe that what is happening in Sierra Leone, opening the doors of Sierra Leone to other country where our people can travel freely, is part of their constitutional rights. The freedom of movement is part of our constitutional rights. And if this government of APC is opening the doors to other nations, kudos to this government. Anna. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I move that we speedily ratify this agreement. Thank you.
Hi. Oh, sorry, Chief Dr. Bernadette Lahai. Sorry, Chief, I've already given the floor to Dr. I'm very, very sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have two agreements before us here. The one on the Bo Bandajuma project is a continuation of the two agreements that we recently dealt with in this parliament. So I will not really go into the merits of the project. We have dealt with it and will continue to deal with the merits. What again we did underscore was the role of the Parliamentary Oversight Committees in following up on this project. We also did emphasize on the local content policy that these roads are among the proper development projects. When you want to lift poor people through income earning, then roads are one of the proper projects because a lot of people could have the opportunity to work on those road projects even when they don't have the skills. Just even carrying stones to and fro per day we arm people carrying mortars that they mix. We earn people money. The women that we provide cooked food for the laborers, we earn money. So roads are proper development projects because they put money in the pockets of as many people as possible, directly or indirectly. So we will not underscore that one. It has been underscored already. For this road project, what I really want to talk about is the concern raised by the first speaker, the chairman of Committee on Works. He did speak about follow-ups and monitoring, and that we monitor this project, we come here, we lay reports on the table, we read them, the reports have very good recommendations. If those recommendations are adopted and implemented, they would go further to enhance those projects. But he's lamenting that most of these gather dust. That is where I want to really come in. And it's not only about the roads, but also ministers come here. We ask them questions, they make presentations, they go. Sometimes there are hardly no follow-ups. Follow-ups with regards to how far they have implemented the assurances, the undertakings they make here. That is where I am coming in. We are talking of learning from the good practices of other jurisdictions. And what I know from other jurisdictions is this, that there is a committee on government assurances in most parliaments. Committee on government assurances in most parliaments. There is also committee on follow-ups in most parliaments. You do your work, you come, then those two committees, whatever assurances, whatever undertakings ministers make, the committees immediately make follow-ups, because sometimes ministers give timelines. We will do this in the next 1 month. But after that, nobody is following to see whether in fact they have met those timelines. We will do this, nobody is following it up. So I think, and our strategic plan, the parliamentary strategic plan, is very clear on the establishment of the Committee on Assurance, Government Assurance. It's very important. So that is what I would continue to say. That let us follow on some of our own recommendations coming out of the strategic plan. Let's have the Committee of Government Assurance. Let's have the Committee on Monitoring. Their roles are very clear. If you go to Accra, if you go to Ghana, if you go within the sub-region, we can learn from these committees how they have been working. How do they carry out their work? How do they report back? It is important. Otherwise, you know, ministers come, we look at these things, we spend money on oversight, we put the reports down, but there is no follow-up, there is no implementation. So at the end of the day, we are just talking to ourselves. But at the end of the day, it is the members of parliament that are also blamed. It is us who are also blamed, because when at the end of your 5 years, you go to your people to seek a renewal of your mandate, they tell you this has not been done, that has not been done, that has not been done. Eh? It is not the ministers that normally have the blame. It is the members of parliament that have the blame. A lot of members of parliament have lost their seat just because, you know, those follow-ups that happen here did not happen, and therefore the project were not completed. Even if they were done badly, they didn't try to know where the blame lay and everything. So I think we should really look after ourselves here by ensuring that, you know, we put our own mechanisms in place to do the things that we are supposed to do. At the end of the day, otherwise, sometimes we are blamed for things that really do not fall or we are not responsible. But that is where I really wanted to come in on the issue of the road or any other projects that we have done here. The roads are important. They will always continue to be important. So we cannot understate and overstate the importance of road. We want to have dense, when we say dense road network, and only money can do that. Not even domestic money. It's going to be foreign money because we don't have the monies. So we'll continue to ratify these loans. But when we do oversight, we come and look at the report, you know, let us also make sure that there are follow-up mechanisms on those government assurances, on those monitoring issues. That is what I will say. Then on the issue of the petroleum, again, I think this is not new. Now we are talking of petroleum. There was time in this country when we were talking of rice. Rice was also imported, given to us at the same selling price, and it to be sold, and the profit to be put on ventures. That is how I'm sure you know the NASIT came into being, with the profit from NASIT funds. You know, from those rights, we are able to establish NASIT, one of the most talked after now institution in Sierra Leone today. So it is not new. It is a good idea, because they are selling the petroleum to us the same price that it is being bought. We will sell it at our own pump price and generate interest in it. So it is not really, but in everything, we also have to make sure that we also monitor. Some time ago, the King Tom plant, you put fuel there, the electricity that is generated is not commensurate, because there was a big syndicate in which, you know, fuel was siphoned. You give fuel, the next minute it is finished, and all those things. So when we are talking of problems in the electricity sector, mostly we are concentrating on the poles, that when we generate the electricity, by the time it gets to the customer, there is a lot of leakages because of poor electricity infrastructure. But we are mostly not talking of the fuel itself. What happens to the fuel itself that is supplied for the generation of those thermal plants? Have we really gone there as a committee on energy to really look at these facilities, to look at, you know, the quantum of fuel that is used, commensurate, all things being equal? If we had all our poles and our infrastructure, no leakages, have we really looked at, you know, the maximum utility that we are getting from the fuel we are using? So these are the things I think we should also pay attention to. But it is good that somebody is buying it for us, and we are selling it, and we are keeping the profit, and we are paying back the money. So I think this is a good thing. The question I wanted to ask Mr. Minister is there going to be a special fund to put the proceeds, so that we know exactly, I'm asking whether there is a special account.
The minister would answer in his
response. I'm asking whether there will be a special account. Special account, I mean, fund. You open a special fund. That is the same as account, wherein, you know, you deposit the proceeds, so that there is transparency and accountability in the use of this money, so we know exactly how much we receive, how much we have, how much are the profit, and after we have paid back, how are we also going to monitor the use of the proceeds, you know, for development? So it's also very important that we know some of these things. Otherwise, it is important. Anything that we can do to generate electricity for this country, it is important, because without reliable, affordable, quality electricity, most of the plants will not work. Electricity, I say, is one of the cross-cutting issues. You want good educational system, you need electricity. Schools cannot work. Computers cannot be run, you know, in schools. Hospitals can never function without reliable electricity. Any sector, agriculture, of course, is important. Any sector for us, electricity or energy is a cross-cutting word. So it's needed at every time in that quantity for us to propel our development. So we cannot continue to underscore. Electricity is going to always be important for us. What is important is that we should monitor to ensure that what resources are put in the generation of electricity, those resources are meant for it and not siphoned to other unintended personal uses. That is what we as parliamentarians should guard against. I thank you very much, Minister, for bringing this bill. I thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to thank all those who made their meaningful contribution to these two agreements before us. I want to preface my own intervention by giving my own thoughts on the issue of follow-up raised by the minority leader. And I want to believe that we have a lot of committees in this House of Parliament. We, the supervisors, sometimes find it a little challenging to coordinate all of those because of certain other administrative challenges that we have. But be that as it may, as an interim measure, I want to suggest here that since all of these recommendations, all of these promises are made by the various ministries, departments that are being overseen by these committees, and the recommendations or the promises that is contained in those reports, I want to urge the committees to go back as a follow-up, because the promises are made to them. In fact, it is that follow-up that would generate what I call parliamentary questions. It will now be brought to Parliament and the minister concerned to stand here and make reference to the report to say that your department or your agency promised this and nothing has happened. What is going on? That is my humble suggestion, without any prejudice to the suggestions she had made for a government follow-up or a committee follow-up committee. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have before us two agreements, one on the road network and the other on the petroleum products. Of course, I see that it is the EGTC, Energy Distribution Transmission Company, that is going to be the implementing agency. I'm sure by the unbundling of the energy ministry creating these two sectors, the only way to get these machines up and running is to have a very reliable and reasonable petroleum product to service those machines. If we just rely on the commercial window to actually carry this out, so I applaud the Minister of Finance for coming up with this initiative, and additionally also for us to use the country's situation to appeal to have on the source purchasing of this petroleum product, so that the proceeds will make, if we go through the commercial window, it will actually hurt the revenue of the state. So I also commend you on that. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Sierra Leone is moving. It has moved from the international information communication network through the fiber optic landing here. Now we are also continuing to move to road infrastructure. This is the agreement that is here before us this morning. The importance of road infrastructure, I don't think it needs to be emphasized to anybody here, even though laughably or regrettably I hear people sit in their corners recklessly making a statement. SO2, Naru, do they eat? What a shame to Sierra Leoneans. What a shame to Sierra Leoneans. Road network, especially regional, international road network. Today, you land in Brussels as a hub by road or rail. You can go anywhere in Europe without flying, which is more expensive. By road or rail, you can go everywhere in Europe to do what? A lot of things. To trade, to look for a job. So many benefits. Then somebody say, Naru, do they eat? Mr. Speaker, honorable members, Sierra Leone will need to grow. We definitely need to grow. Let politics be an event, not a way of life. Let politics be an event and not a way of life. But people have chosen politics to be a way of life. Day in, day out. Full-fledged employment. The farms are lying fallow. Things that people can do for themselves. They've all been translated to politics. SO2, a heap two bag cement, and say that infrastructure. What a shame. Honorable members, we have a big responsibility to transform our minds ab initio before we talk about what we want to do. Because all these kind of expressions, you are dampening the spirit of those that are very serious. You are dampening the spirit of those that are hardworking. Honorable members, let us do our job. We are a target. In fact, as a matter of fact, we are the first target. We are in uniform, like the army. You are in uniform. You can be identified anywhere. You cannot hide. No hiding place. Most of them can hide. Yes, but our names are everywhere. Our addresses everywhere. Our telephone numbers all over the place. So when certain times, certain reckless behavior is coming up, let us brace ourselves and do the service that is expected of us. Remember, I think the third schedule, there is a caveat there. What I call an agreement that you sign. You took an oath, and when you also interpret the prayers, you'll see that we have a role to play. So, honorable members, I thank those who have come up with a lot of information, valuable contribution as how to actually actualize this proposal. All of these monies will be given to ministries, departments, and agencies. And that is where this area of this follow-up is very, very critical. It's very, very critical. I keep on saying this. We, the politicians, when they see you in good clothing, as far as they are the people are concerned in this country, you have stolen some money. When the other operatives or the other officials of ministries, department, and agency make money, they say SO2, namasmas you get good work. This is a fact. This is a fact. We have been blacklisted. They have made the profession of politics very, very unpalatable. And when a politician makes a mistake, it will affect thousands. Thousands of people. One political mistake will affect thousands of people in diverse ways, death and what have you. So, honorable members, let us brace up to actually monitor the implementation of these loans and encourage our brothers and sisters out there to join us in making Mama Saloon a better place. Thank you very much.
Mr. Majority Leader, I want to agree with you. Over the years, Dr. Bernadette Lahai has always been harping on the constitution or setting up of committees specifically charged with the functions of follow-up and to guarantee that what the government has promised or certain things that are discussed here are really done, implemented, or carried out. She has been insisting on that over the years. But I want to agree with you in this respect that much as no committee has so, or committees have not been so designated, the existing committees do have that function, really. They do. The functions that we have are wider. Committees, parliamentary committees can look into anything. They can do anything. So until such a time, really, when we find time to designate committees, as suggested by the minority leader, let the committees that we have in existence do find time really to do what the majority leader has been suggesting. The suggestion is good. And as she has said, that is what happens in other jurisdictions. Mr. Minister.
Mr. Speaker, sir, honorable members, I thank you for the interventions. They have been very lively, and I'm encouraged by what I've heard. Indeed, we need, work has been done, but more work needs to be done. There was an undertone. I had a question as an undertone. What about the Kenema-Liberia Road? And I think this is the important thing about the way we work, the way the government works. A lot of plans are on, but you never know until we achieve what is on. But I can tell you that the Kenema Road to Liberia, the study has been done. And we are now in the process of looking for funds. I personally will be going to the IDB and the Saudi fund, and that's one of the projects I'll be taking. We're making no promises, but that's the way we work. We just work and work to open up the country in accordance to the mandate of His Excellency, the President. Yes, Honorable Leader, I was in Dama 2 weeks ago in Kenema District, and the moment I left the outskirts of Kenema town, or Kenema city, headed towards the bridge, towards the Moa, I became amazed. Yes, Honorable Leader, the land was lying down there. This is the height of the planting season. Swamp after swamp, bully land after bully land is lying down there. Nobody is working the farm. Nobody is working the bully land. Nobody is working the swamp. You know what is happening? We are threatening this very investment that we are doing. The honorable member complained that the children are going to be paying for these roads. Yes, but these roads become only economical when they are filled with vehicles, plying them, bringing goods and passengers up and down. But if the vehicles go up with rice and they come back with coal, we are not making progress. You know, this is the reality that we face. And so it challenges the further step that needs to be done to begin to build the off-trunk roads. Because these roads that we are building are what you call the trunk roads. We not need to build the off-trunk roads, the feeder roads. You understand? But it is the taxes that we should be getting from the farming community. I want to jog the memory of all of us seated here. Again, I think about 6 weeks ago, this house did approve the smallholder commercialization scheme. $40 million was put on the table to support agriculture. And I remember that great debate in this house about accessing the funds. And the $40 million. And so when I travel, I think for the people from that part of the world, when you travel from right through to Dama and you come back and you don't see agricultural activities, you are bound to ask yourself, what is going on? You are bound to ask yourself that question. You know? The Honorable Chairman of the Infrastructure Committee did raise very valid points. And he did evoke the local content policy. It's a view I share. I see, particularly for that CSC company, because of proximity, I see them using a lot of foreigners in their operations. It's fact. We cannot deny it. And as Honorable Minority Leader said, these jobs, we are excited about them. First, they're going to build a road. But much more importantly also, they give employment to our people. You know?
Anna.
It is, we can debate a lot of things about that, but the fact remains that, believe me, our people need to be given the opportunity to drive these trucks, to drive these caterpillars. I will politic, but if you pay me well, I'll go work first before I'll politic. A lot of comments have been made. Some of it's really, it's not so much my direct responsibility, but because we are finance ministries, we react to all these things. So there was the question of rural electrification. Again, I want to assure this house that we are at a very advanced stage of preparation of documents for rural electrification. We are at a very advanced stage. We cannot put time on them, but down the road, we will begin to see all of these things in our communities. The question that we need to exercise in our minds, as has been noted, this is a loan. It has got to be paid for. So for us, the question really is, how do we continue to generate resources within the system to pay for these resources? For example, if we bring electricity poles right across Freetown, right across Bo, right across Kenema to serve the outside public, how do we pay for them? Is it the government that again should pay? Or will you accept that we increase the charge for license for vehicle and the license that you drive, and we take that money to pay for I think, to me, I can only raise as much issues as you have raised for us to ponder. I take all your points, I go to the ministry, and we'll sit with the staff and see how we try to address that. On the question of Murabaha loan, I think the most important question is that has been raised by Honorable Minority Leader is how we administer the proceeds of the loan. But as she already outlined, we have had experience with handling this, and more recently, we are dealing in a frequent fashion in this manner with the Japanese grant. The Japanese grant provide at times fuel, at times rice, and as she rightly said, it is the savings that was plowed into the initial fund for the setting up of NASIT. And it is that same idea that we have about this. A special fund is going to be created, and one of the extension of that is, since government make transfers to these agencies by way of paying bills for government electricity, the thinking is that these transfers will be worked out with the relevant EGTC and relevant, so instead of the monies being transferred to them, the monies will be transferred into this account. It's because we really want this thing to work. It has serious future potential. It has serious potential, and we want it to work. And by work means the circle of is 18 months. It has to be concluded. We get a loan, we bring the fuel. If you sell it today, you have the money, you pay back, you get additional incremental support. So this is one thing that we really, really, really want to work because of the benefits that it will bring to the electricity sector. So apart from setting up the special funds, we are also now saying, instead of making direct transfer to EGTC, we will say, okay, we have to pay you, but you have to pay, you receive this electricity. So let's make a cross, we'll put this money in this fund, it allows the process to move very fast. Yeah, the turnover to increase. I seated here and listened, it's not really my area, but I will welcome the assurance committee, the follow-up up as outlined by minority leader spoke about it, majority leader spoke about it, the speaker talked about it. You see, let me explain something before I sit down. For us, our responsibility is to go out and procure the loans, do the proper documentation. We are intimate with this project up to the point here, up to the Attorney General's office. When that is finished, we file the papers back to the funding agency and tell them we have completed the work. From that point, it moves on to Ministry of Works and SLRA. You know, so the bottom of the work is with SLRA and the Ministry of Works. Yes, we do follow up. Yes, we do many other things, reimbursement. But again, if you look at the way the arrangement goes, we do hire a consultant. These are some of the systems. We do hire a consultant. A consultant who oversees the work. SLRA often attach their staff to these projects. So you will want to believe that between SLRA and the consultant, the interest of government is cared for. I mean, that's just the fact. That's how the arrangement is. Minister of Finance is not intimately involved in the day-to-day, you know. So until SLRA tells us that this is not going good, until the consultant tells us that this is not going good, mostly you go for a site visit, you go to a site meeting, you look at the road, you are, ma'am, not trained in engineering, I don't have the eye of an engineer. You know, I need somebody to help me. And that person is SLRA. That person is the consultant. They, two of them, seek government interest. That's how the arrangements are. So, an addition to this, having a committee on assurance or having the parliament taking the bull by the horn and going one step further, I think it will help the process considerably. Because honestly, I see the reports, they come to my table, you see square meter here, you see embankment here, you hear all this technical language. Unfortunately, it's not my field, it's not my. So if SLRA says, it's important that we hear this, please. If SLRA says, look at this certificate. This is certificate number 5. I can certify that the job from the junction of Cutting Tree to PZ has been done as specified, as desired, and I accept it. Honestly, I have to pay. So this is just the situation. With that clarification, Mr. Speaker, sir, honorable members, I again request that be it resolved that this honorable house ratify the following agreements which were laid on the table of the house on Thursday, 3rd June 2016.
Order, please.
Rehabilitation of Bo Bandajuma Road project going through Korubundu. Loan agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the OPEC Fund for International Development, OFID, dated 14th June 2016. Two, the Murabaha Agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation regarding the purchase of petroleum products, ITFC/1436/TF/SL002. I thank you.
Honorable member, before I put a question, I would like to appeal to members of parliament. Whenever there is a debate on the floor and you had an opportunity to contribute, please make every effort to stay in the chamber until the end. The Honorable Dr. Bernadette Laha has been talking about this assurance committee and the committee of follow-up. As I said, and I would like to reiterate, functions of committees are not exhaustive. Functions of committees are in no way restrictive. The Committee on Works, Mr. Chairman, you have a lot on your plate. When he oversee or when you carry out your oversight function, there is a corresponding function that is to ensure that what is promised is carried out. That is the assurance that Dr. Bernadette Lai has been talking about. That is the follow-up that she has always been happy on. Let all committees please take note of this. Your functions are wide-ranging. Nobody will restrict you as long as what you do is within your mandate. Honorable members, the question is that this Honorable House ratify the following agreements which are laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, 23rd June 2016. One, rehabilitation of Bobandajuma Road projects. Rehabilitation of Bobandajuma Road project loan agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the OPEC Fund for International Development, OFID, dated 14th June 2016. Two, Murabaha agreement between the Republic of Sierra Leone and the International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation regarding the purchase of petroleum products, ITFC-1436-TF-SL0002. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Government motions by the Minister of Finance and Economic Development have been ratified.
Mr. Minister, now that we are here, members of Parliament want to know the status of the CDF. Mr. Minister, you have only been reminded. I don't want to open up a debate on this. You have only been reminded. Please make sure that you act fast on it. Mr. Minister, I can go. Thank you very much. In fact, I want to serve. In fact,
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, please lend me your ears. The Civil Registration Act is with us. And I would like to announce that tomorrow at 11 o'clock there will be a pre-legislative engagement with officials of the Ministry of that department and the Minister of Internal Affairs. Please endeavor to attend. It's a very important civil registration act. Please endeavor to attend. It's a very, very important bill that touches on all aspects of security and other related matters. Thank you very much.
Time. Yes. Yes.
Announcement. The following parliamentary committees meet as follows immediately after adjournment. 1. Committee on Local Government and Rural Development in the Conference Room, New Administrative Building. 2. Committee on Energy meets in Committee Room Number 1. 3. Committee on Internal Affairs meets in Committee Room Number 1 to continue reviewing the National Civil Registration Act 2016.
Yes, Anne. Finish. Honorable members, I'm adjourning the House to the 30th of June 2016 at 10 a.m. On this day, I would want to ask all members of Parliament to try to be present because immediately after adjournment, there's going to be a very important meeting of all members of Parliament in Committee Room Number 1. Honorable members, the House is adjourned to Thursday, 30th June 2016 at 10 a.m.